Thank you so much. Mr. Chairman, in the other occasions we introduced our working papers and other working, we also we were able to get to note of the introduction made on various delegations on their working papers. But here in this meeting, it is very important item that how we are going to build upon the what we have previously discussed and what in this session we might go for we might get on the obstacle and challenges with regard to the full implementation of Article 10. In my view, just to summarize the way that we see that these obstacles and challenges, how it stands for Article 10. One aspect of this issue is about the misinterpretation of the provisions of the conventions. This is one of the obstacles and sustaining challenges with regard to Article 10. Our dear colleagues for several years arguing that Article 3 does not allow, for Article 3 justification, we should make export control so that it does not allow us to go beyond that one. And for that, always there have been solutions. We were saying that, okay, for the Article 3, if you want to have full implementation of all provisions, let's adjust between all the provisions, not to take, how to say it, hostage one of Article to another one. For that, we have said that there should be a procedure, multilateral negotiated guidelines for Article 3, so that it would adjust things about the Article 10 and Article 3, both of them. As we have seen now, just our dear colleagues from Germany saying that, highlighting very much the Article 3 proliferation aspects of that, which we do not agree with the interpretation which has been made by them. This is one of the obstacles, that misinterpretation between the provisions, Article 3, national implementations. Sometimes the major obstacle is the national implementations. They see the national implementations only is about certain provisions of the convention, in particular provisions of the convention. It does not come about the Article 10. It is very important we should have a synergy between the articles and also full implementation of all provisions of the convention without compromising or trying to contradict between the ideas that we are developing and saying that there is something that does not allow, based on the convention, to proceed for the full implementation of Article 10. This is one of the areas which we see that the interpretation of the convention should come along with the documents we have agreed in the reviews conferences. We have always said that no provisions shall compromise, and Article 3 or other articles shall not be an excuse to take hostage of other provisions of the convention, including Article 10. This is one of the areas obstacle that we have. For that, there is certain suggestion has been made for Article 3 implementation, for the article as well, Article 4 national implementations, how we should proceed adjust it. Another thing is that, Mr. Chairman, unfortunately, we do not have the procedure or mechanism to address concerns with regard to the denials. For example, in the CBM cases, for the CBM, if there is a late submission, people come and report that low participation, and they would build up on that and then request from the certain measure to be taken so that increase CBMs. But for Article 10, there is no any tangible measures or concrete measure based on which people could address their concerns. This is one of the mechanism issues that we have a problem. For that, NAM has proposed something, a denial committee or settlement dispute mechanism to be established. This is a solution, might help at least to listen to each other to see that what is the problem that we have and find a way out of the dilemma it might come between the state parties. Another thing that, Mr. Chairman, is that for the promotional aspect of the convention, we do not have the standing committee. Even we have not identified, in the previous occasion, in the certain review conferences, we have identified certain measures for promotional aspect, but it's not enough because it gives full discretion to state parties whether to opt for to cooperate with another state party or not. We do not measure it. What kind of the measure has been taken to enhance international cooperation? For that, non-aligned movement has proposed since two decades ago that a cooperation committee to be established so that to monitor full implementation of Article 10. This is another, I think, obstacle that we have. I hope that along with these obstacles and challenges, solution which has been provided, at least from one another colleagues or a collective statement has been made, including particular non-aligned movement. I hope in this meeting we could elaborate those proposals, along with the practice that we have had, say that certain proposal has been made. At this juncture, we might not be able to go and endorse each and every of them, but at least identify certain proposals. Based on that, let's see that how we could proceed further in the next session. But without having the full range of the ideas, I'm sure that again, next time, we would repeat whatever we are repeating here for many years. So we should start from one place to institutionalize and to agree on whatever proposal has been come out. Of course, there is a package. Package come about the S&P, package come on the national implementation, everything else. On Article 10, there have been concrete proposals, which in our view could help to contribute to the full implementation of Article 10 and at least to overcome these obstacles and challenges that it has been prevailed for the last four decades. Thank you so much.